The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcasting Network. Geeky programming for all the nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcast community forums and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Episode 22 of the Wicked Anime Podcast. My name is Dylan, and with me across the way is the stupid awesome man, that's John.
Yo.
A hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hi.
And some people named James and Christine.
Yeah, we haven't come up with a nickname for James yet.
I'm thinking man with a mecha.
Man with a mecha.
And Christine is our anime newbie, because this is the starter kit episode. Yeah, we are going to talk about animes that are good for people who have not seen anime or seen very little anime but may be interested in starting this new drug with the rest of us.
It's also Victoria's birthday. By the time you get this, it'll be 2 weeks late, but wish her a happy birthday on the Tumblr page.
When is this one coming out?
2 weeks from now.
Gotcha.
I don't do math.
18th?
Somewhere around there.
Sure. Who cares?
Happy birthday.
All right, let's start off with some news.
News!
News.
Is that the news, Bill?
What news?
Yeah, news is a little light this week. Just got a couple industry announcements. First off, Neon Alley, the new anime streaming service. Things are on platforms like the Xbox and PlayStation 3. They have just recently announced that they are moving to online services as well, so you can get them live streaming on the internet.
On both the PC and the Mac.
Yep.
No penguins here. No Linux. Forget you, Linux.
Probably just a move so they can get it on just all the other devices, like eventually phones and whatnot.
Probably, but it's a really good move on their part, you know, now that if people want it all the time, they'll be able to get it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because it would be more convenient with, like, a computer or a phone, because since they do scheduled programming, I mean, people have computers and phones usually around them, at least nowadays, all the time, as opposed to, like, their PlayStation or Xbox.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's why it's really cool, because, I mean, even when they did things like when the PlayStation Vita first came out, you can get Netflix on your PlayStation Vita. So maybe they're going to do the same thing with, like, Nintendo DS, or 3DS and Vita, that you can get Neon Alley on those things.
That'd be really cool.
Because I think you can get Netflix on the 3DS, which is pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah, you can.
Ooh.
Yeah. Watch all that 3D programming on Netflix. Mad Men in 3D.
All right, up next in... John Hamm's chin comes right out of the screen. Up next in media... Studio Trigger is starting a Kickstarter campaign for a second episode of Little Witch Academia.
Yeah.
Which I am so excited about.
I am too. That first episode was just so amazing.
If you don't remember, a couple episodes ago, I fangirled about it because it was just so gorgeous. It was some of the best animation that I had seen. It's an anime that's like a Studio Ghibli film.
Crossed with Gainax.
Yeah.
It's like Studio Ghibli crossed with Gainax crossed
made
with
their own Harry Potter.
With Harry Potter, yeah.
It was a wonderful half-hour OVA that they made for a film festival.
Studio Trigger everything they release is just making them, like, making me fall more and more in love with them.
Yeah. But now they want to make a second episode.
Because of the high demand, how much people freaked out over it.
Yeah, and it's going to have a Kickstarter campaign. Hopefully they're going to re-release the first episode again, because it went off of YouTube at the end of June. So it's no longer available online, so you have to find it. Or I'm not even sure if you can find it, but hopefully they'll re-release it because of the second episode.
By the time this episode comes out, Pacific Rim is going to be released.
Yeah.
That's true. That's this weekend or next weekend?
That's next weekend on the 12th. So and Wicked Anime, us here locally in Massachusetts, we're making a plan to go out and see that. We're gonna, I mean, Guillermo del Toro in that one interview was like, yo, I like anime. What are you gonna do about it? This movie is awesome.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, and there's been...
None of us can. It's me, Jonathan, and James. We're just freaking out over it. We're gonna go see it.
And there's been celebrity tweets about the movie, and people have been raving about it. Hideo Kojima said that it's like an otaku movie to the max, so
yeah.
go see it.
And I don't like Kanye West that much, but Kanye West posted some pretty nice things about it, and I was like, oh, that was pretty cool.
What about Atlantic Rim? You gonna see that?
It's like, that would be fun. It's like, dude, that's totally giant monsters.
Did you see that they were just wearing, like, wetsuits as their, like, uniforms?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
By the way, listeners, this is a real thing. Atlantic Rim is a real thing that is coming
out. It's a Mockbuster movie.
Yeah, because it's Asylum Films. Asylum Films, who have made all the Mockbuster movies, like Transmorphers.
Paranormal Entity.
Which was hilarious. I, like, legitimately looked for that movie because that was so funny to watch.
They're not supposed to be funny,
I know,
but they are.
Yeah. But Mockbusters are, they're pretty bad. Transmorphers was completely unwatchable, and I only watched the trailer.
All right, that's it for media news. We're going to move on to some gaming news where we have one story. The studio, gaming studio Atlus has declared bankruptcy in the past couple weeks.
Ooh.
Studio Atlus is popular for their Shin Megami Tensei games or the Persona games.
And Devil Survivor.
Yeah, and Devil Survivor. Really, really popular series. Actually,
they also help bring a lot of like niche Japanese games to America.
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
Like, they brought 3D Game Heroes. I think they produced or published Dark Souls and Demon Souls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but they...
I think Dragon's Crown is a new game that's coming out that I think they're working on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a lot. They have done a ton of Japanese games.
Yeah, but they have declared bankruptcy. However, in recent updates, because they declared bankruptcy a while ago, you know, but there was an update to it this week saying that they weren't going to go anywhere. Like even though they declared bankruptcy, apparently not too much is going to happen to their actual business. So... I don't know the full details on it, but they seem pretty confident in being able to stick around.
Did they actually... Because I don't know if they're an actual developer. I thought that they were just...
I think they're just a publisher.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think they develop anything. They
just own licenses, though, don't they?
Yeah.
So, well, we could talk about the other gaming news, the new Dead or Alive Ultimate that's coming out, Dead or Alive 5 Ultimate, where if you buy the Dead or Alive Ultimate Pack, you get a Kasumi Opai mouse pad and a sexy costume pack. Yay.
Well, that flopped.
I like Dead or Alive.
I don't know. Someone listening to this is getting really excited.
Yeah!
They heard Opai and were like, ah.
I got to get my 1,000,000th one of those.
Yeah. I already have Dead or Alive 5, so... That's all I
need. I don't even know what that is.
It's a fun fighting game. Yeah. A lot of people hate on it. But.
I have a lot of other games on my plate right now, and I'm waiting for more. That's not good.
You're not supposed to eat them. Wah, wah.
This isn't really a long article, but there's an article on Senkaku Complex of a guy being arrested for wearing a leotard.
Yeah, I saw that. It's weird, but it's just not...
Why was he wearing the leotard?
Who knows? There were a couple different ones in that article.
A couple different guys wearing leotards?
No, it was him, but he was wearing a couple different ones.
Never float your boat.
So they,
hey, don't wear that leotard so it comes back in a different one. Yeah. This one's blue.
So he was, like, sitting around just in, like, a different leotard, just... When did the cops decide that I was like, okay, that's enough?
I don't know. Well, the other ones in that article were just... it looked like it was just him at home. And then it just showed him in, like, the middle of a street being arrested.
Some guy walking by his window, like, peeking in. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, he wasn't arrested at his home. He was, like, in public. And there was, like, a crowd of people, like, 20 feet away from him.
He was street performing, and they were like, no! No!
Yeah, you didn't...
Take that!
You didn't fill out the proper paperwork.
Actually...
I don't want to go to jail in a leotard.
And that's as strange as it gets.
And that's as strange as it gets. All right.
Thank you, Dylan.
You know something that we actually didn't talk about was the new season of anime.
Yeah, we can absolutely talk about the new season of anime.
Yeah, new season of anime started. The summer 2013 animes have started in the first week of July.
Which sucks because we haven't finished all of our spring animes yet.
Well, Attack on Titan is taking forever.
Well, that's gonna be forever, though, but a lot of them have finished. And, like, we just, like, Crunchyroll, whatever has been playing, I haven't caught up with them, you know? So, it bugs me when I have so many things that I want to watch, and then new shows just start coming out. It's like, look at all these new shows that you're going to have pile on now.
Yeah.
Great.
So what are some new shows that have come out?
The new Tetsuo Ohara anime, Gifu Dodo, who, those of you who don't know, that is the director of Fist of the North Star. Oh, I am very excited for that. We watched the first episode the other day. Crunchyroll released the first one. And I liked it. It was an introductory episode, so there was no major action or anything. But basically, what it started out as was an episode of in the future, and these two best friends meet up with each other at this party, and they're
two
like
war samurais.
Yeah, and they're like, "Hey, let's talk about our past and how we got here now." It's like, "All right, cool, subtle." And then they start talking. And then they have a flashback within the story that they're having. So somebody's telling a story within the story that these people are telling to themselves that they've already lived through. And it's kind of like Naruto, where like they tell flashbacks and stories. But it's good. I really enjoy it. Bless you.
Thank you.
I really enjoy it. I thought it was fun. It reminds me of basically Edo period Fist of the North Star. You have to find the list because I don't remember. Genporu or something like that. It's the new anime by the guys who did Persona 4 and Devil Survivor. It's basically another academy school, I guess, where they have to kill each other. Oh, Danganronpa. I was so close.
See, what else is coming out this season? The anime adaptation to a manga called It's Not My Fault I'm Not Popular. It's about a schoolgirl who does not have any friends because she spends most of her time in the 2D world. And that's not literally, it's figuratively, where she spends most of her time playing video games and stuff like that.
The other one that, basically the slice of life anime, comedy this season, which is, Servant Cross Service. I haven't watched it yet, but I watched the trailer to it, and it's got, like, those little chibi animations that reminds me of either, you know, Nichijou, Azumanga Daioh, stuff like that.
The action animes that are going to come out called Coffin Princess Chika, and that is going to be, I don't really know too much about it, but it seems like it's going to be the big hit action one, and then also Sunday Without God.
Yeah, there wasn't a ton, I mean, obviously we have a huge list of shows that we're going to check out, but there weren't a ton this season that I was like, I have to watch that. I mean, last season there were a lot more of those. The only one I really want to watch this season is Gifu Dodo, and that's simply because it's Tetsuo Ohara. Who knows how it's going to turn out? I haven't read the manga through it.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested in seeing also Blood Lad. It's a vampire anime, so yay. Like, not too much, but the difference about this one is the vampire is caught up in Japanese culture and also otaku culture, so he sacrifices his vampire powers and, like, drinking blood and stuff like that so that he can be an otaku in Japan.
Oh, that's one we didn't talk about. Free! We didn't talk about Free, which is the Awada Swim Club, which is basically fan service for girls. It's all about guys with, you know, homosexual undertones and lots of taking their shirt off and splash fight! And, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's been going nuts about it, and I'm definitely not going to watch.
Well, it's not for us. It's a girl, and it's literally fan service for girls. So, like, the same thing that you see all the time, where, you know, girls are grabbing each other's chests and being like,
"What?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Like that doesn't happen in real life, but in anime, it's like, "How big are your boobs?" And they touch them, and it's like, "Really? Come on now."
That's real life, right there.
Yeah, and,
exactly.
And then I'm not pleased with it. Every time I see it, I was it's eye rolling. You know, it's like, really, come on now, real characters, please. And then, but that's basically what this anime is.
Yeah, we don't have splash fights. We see who we can hit each other with cannonballs.
Yeah, Fist of the North Star.
You should get Sean to watch it.
Yeah, that's what I did. I sent it to him, and he never responded. I was like, here's the anime for you this season, Sean. I sent him the trailer. If you watch, just simply watch the trailer, you'd just be like, ugh. It's like sculpted guy, like thin sculpted guys, like swimsuit attire. It's like, really?
Yeah, they all look like Michael Phelps.
Yeah, guys in a pool is not like sexy. It's dangerous.
Yeah, you just have to imagine like Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps having a splash fight. That's what the anime is.
Oh god,
that's great.
Is that the box quote?
That's the Wicked Anime box quote. I mean, that's what that is.
Oh my god. Yeah, when they have it out, they'll just put it in quotes. Said by Wicked Anime.
Wicked Anime.
So now that we've gone through that little bit, it's time to move on to what we're watching.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot. Well, I mean, I'm not going to talk about what we're watching from the new season because we already talked about
that. Well, you just did.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of myself. I still haven't finished Gundam Unicorn.
Dylan, you watched all of Gundam Unicorn, right?
I watched them up to a certain point because they were taking so long to come out that I was just going to wait until they were all out.
I think they're all out now.
They should be all out right now. I mean,
yeah, isn't it? How many? It's because it's short, isn't
it's
it?
Six episodes. Yeah, that's what I thought. 1 hour episodes.
Yeah. No, I've only seen the first two or three, I think.
Yeah, I'm on four.
Yeah.
it's so bad. I'm so close, but. You know.
And then, let's see, I've been still watching some of the old season animes. I've been watching, Gargantua on the Virtuous Planet still. I still have to finish that from the last season.
You can talk about Oreimo, so that, because it ended, but...
I'm actually really kind of upset, because they got through all the first 13 episodes, which they did for the first series as well, Oreimo season 1 went through episodes 1 through 13, and then 14 through 16 came out later in an OVA. They're doing the same thing this season. So all the 13 episodes have finished. I really liked it. The last episode 13 did nothing. It explained nothing from the story, so they're literally ditching us for an entire 2 months so that they can put out these OVAs in August. And so we can see it then. And it's like, I can't take it just because they ended on nothing. But I still really like it. It's one of my favorite animes to watch. It's very cute.
Does anybody have anything else? Because I don't.
No, I'm very disappointed, as I said.
I just watched some of the new episodes of Naruto.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Still not going anywhere?
I don't know. It's weird because it seems like they're flip-flopping like what should be the way they tell the story, because like they're at a point where the whole overarching narrative to the entire series, like hundreds of episodes, could be coming to a close, but instead they're like taking like this character and being like for an episode, you know, showing, "Oh, this is why you should care about them." Which I feel like is something they should have done a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah. Just trying to get in the,
you know what I mean?
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there was like an episode with what was it, like Shino that I watched recently that was, it seemed like it was just trying to get you to have some sort of emotional connection to him, and it was just nothing but exposition.
Oh, that's
a real shame. I mean, it sounds like they're dragging it out.
I think literally one of the lines from it was like, "You and I were like brothers," because he's like talking to like this other character that's been reanimated, and it's not sitting well with me.
Yeah,
you know
imagine.
What? That's funny because I totally forgot that. Based on this last week, I'm kind of feeling the same way about Attack on Titan now. They're taking so long to do anything in the show that I'm actually starting to lose interest in it. Originally, the cliffhangers were, like, keeping me going a little bit, but now it's just getting so frustrating that literally nothing has happened. Like, in the past three episodes, an hour has passed in, like, the entirety of what's happening. It's moving in real time, and it's so slow.
Yeah.
So I might read the manga, see if I can, if I should.
Well, what Glitch said that the manga moves faster.
Right.
But yeah, it is getting pretty ridiculous. I'm still gonna watch it, just to see what happens, but yeah. A lot of the episodes is a lot of talking about things that are very unnecessary. Like, they talk about things that you could have been like, if you continued the story, we would have figured that out ourselves, you know?
Yeah, and then there was the thing where Armin, like, gave Eren a half-hour pep talk.
Yep.
Like, to try to get him to do what he needed to do for the episode.
And last episode that we watched, not this weekend's episode, but the episode before that, they literally played the entire scene from the last episode at the beginning of this episode. So, like, the entire opening was all footage you've already seen from the last episode.
Last episode on Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. I'm gonna give a Dylan answer. I've been watching Mad Men.
That's a good answer.
It is a good answer. It's pretty good. I've only seen up to episode 3, which actually episode 3 I didn't really get. Can you explain that to me, Dylan? Where, you know, he went away. Like, it's
no, this is not the place to talk about Mad Men.
John Draper's a very complex character, Andrew.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, so that's I think that was the shortest what we're watching ever. Although we kind of panned it out a little bit longer. But it's time to move on to the Tamagotchi.
Well, we'll have a lot of time to talk about the Tamagotchi this time.
Yeah, this episode we are doing the anime starter kit. For anybody who has not seen anime or is interested in getting into anime, these are the shows that you should show them to introduce them. And now Christine is going to get to say something because this is her... Because
now we're talking about things that she's actually done.
Yep.
Yep.
So, how about we start off with the very first anime that we were introduced to. Let's do the one that got us into anime. So it's not like our answer, Andrew and I's answer wouldn't be Dragon Ball Z because...
Or Pokemon
because, well, we liked Pokemon, but we didn't like Dragon Ball Z, but we knew it was anime.
Got you. Like, something that actually introduced us into the, like, culture. Like, this is anime.
Right. Yeah. For example, I'll start... we've actually said this a ton of times on the podcast already, but...
Yeah, so if there's ever a wicked anime test, that you better get this answer right.
The very first thing that we ever saw...
Just take a drink every time they say it.
Yeah, that made us... that made us want to watch more anime was the Cowboy Bebop movie.
Yeah.
So we stayed up late one night when we were 16 years old, and the Cowboy Bebop movie was on Adult Swim, and we were like, why not? We'll give it a shot. And man, did...
We wanted more.
Yeah.
After watching the Cowboy Bebop movie, I was like, oh my gosh. Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Like, I need more of that.
Right. Yep. So that was ours. Next.
I really have to think about that, because, I mean, I've been watching anime kind of on and off for years. Like, I've been introduced to Gundam, and, you know, I watch that when, you know, I feel like it. So that's not really something that really drove me to, like, watch more anime.
What was the one that made you want more, though?
Want more? It would have to be when I was really introduced to Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. When I sat down and watched, like, the first box set, and
wow, that's really recent.
That's really recent, yeah. So I basically ran to, like, you know, got in my car, drove to Victoria's, and was just like, I need the other ones now.
Wow, so maybe we have more than one anime noob here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but you're not an anime noob, because you're like, you were always under the understanding that Gundam was anime, Dragon Ball Z was anime.
Right.
So,
but like I said, I would, you know, get them every once in a while, and I'd just be like, oh, I'll just watch a Gundam, or I'll watch some Dragon Ball Z, or, you know, some Pokemon, or, like, you know,
I'll have
anime.
Brad Swale sign this poster.
Yeah, exactly. But, but, you know, the thing
True
that
story.
Really, yes, the thing that really introduced me to, like, anime and, like, I want more and I need to get in on this was Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
All right. Kay. Dylan?
Mine was, Samurai X Trust and Betrayal, the, Rurouni Kenshin OVA.
All right.
I think I'm pretty sure everybody knows about that. I know you don't, Christine. You don't have to shake your head no.
It's really sad.
It is really sad.
Which, now that you mentioned it, Andrew, Christine, what was the first one that got you into anime?
Well, I mean, not even necessarily into anime, but, like, the one that we watched recently that you very much enjoyed.
I don't
Oh, yeah, that one. I really enjoyed Kids on the Slope. And I started to watch Ouran Host Club, which I slowly lost interest in. Yeah. And not slowly, like I forcibly made myself watch about 10 episodes and then called it quits.
Wait a second, but oh wait, no, there's 26 episodes of it. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. I was gonna say there's only 13 episodes. You watch it.
Yeah, a reverse harem isn't really my scene.
So would a regular harem be your scene?
No.
Like
no.
Yeah. So okay.
No. I got a couple of those that I can show you.
So Love Hina is very good. You might enjoy Love Hina because it's funny. You probably won't though. Okay. Yeah. But
so yeah. Actually. So. Christina, we actually tried a little bit of a social experiment on. We tried, you know, introducing her to
without her even knowing.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay.
The observer doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, Christine, tell us, like, what made you want to, you know, wanted to, like, get into, or, like have an idea of being introduced into anime?
I needed something to talk to you guys about.
Peer pressure.
Okay. Well, I'll tell the story then. Anime Boston. So Anime Boston 2012. We were all there. Christine was not, and she
felt left out.
Yeah. Well, she called me up on the phone on Friday, and as we were at the convention, and said, "Hey, I'm really bored. Can I come to the convention with you guys?" As to which all of us said, I don't know if you're going to like that. Because
yeah, you don't even like anime. I don't know if you're going to really have a good time. You might not enjoy it.
Yep. And she was like, I don't care. I'm going to come anyways. And she did. And what'd you think?
It was awesome. Yeah. It was so much fun.
We all had a blast.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I mean,
and
we
then
were
I decided
all worried.
To come the next day.
Yeah, you
and
got more
this
tickets.
Year, I did pre-registration.
There you go.
Yeah, so that could even be a good
yeah. You know, that's a good introduction. Then, I mean, if you don't have friends, you know, that are friends who don't watch anime and they're not weirded out by socially awkward people, bring them to a convention. They might just
because you kind of get a slice at everything at the convention. I mean, you can get the cosplayers so they can be interested in costuming and stuff. You can get like you know. You can look around at, like, all the little...
There's a lot of cool stuff to buy.
Yeah, exactly. And there's really interesting people you can talk to there, too. I mean...
I think that was a lot of it. It was just the whole being there and experiencing it.
Yeah.
And just, you know...
You never forget your first con.
No.
Yeah.
No. I have to say, though, this year was, like... There's definitely nothing better than your first one, but this year was great.
This year was awesome.
It was awesome.
Well, I mean, it's also really nice, too, when you get the sort of the hang of things, so you can kind of maneuver on your own and know what you're looking for.
Right. But you're hobbling anyways.
Yeah. So that's where, that's actually where Christine's introduction really came in, was when she went to a convention. And then she, after that convention, said, hey, I want to watch more anime, right? Or, like, you know, show me
like,
some animes.
Show me
know?
Something.
Which is where... Victoria came up with the idea. It was like, hey, watch Ouran, which is a hit or miss with a lot of people.
Yeah.
If Sean was here, he would vouch for that.
Yeah. And Victoria likes all the animes, so
I enjoyed like the first couple of episodes, but then afterwards I'm like, alright, this is too much kissing. Like we're all good.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm just bored.
So then, we tried Kids on a Slope because...
Well, no, first we did Summer Wars. Because Summer Wars is less of an anime and more of just an animated movie.
I fell asleep during that one, if you remember correctly.
I don't.
Because you showed it on my birthday, and I was like, "This, I don't...
What?
I fell asleep. Yeah, you showed it on New Year's Eve, and I fell asleep.
No, that was the girl who left
her
time.
Who left her time.
See, this is how into it I am.
That was a horrible movie to sleep through.
I know. Like, no, I'm sorry.
That is the other best movie in the world.
She's the girl who slept through time.
Oh!
And good night.
No, that one was a good one. That one, but I remember which one it was.
Yeah, Summer Wars was really good. And then after that, that's something a little bit more casual, not as extreme as Ouran. After that was Kids on a Slope.
That's when Kids on a Slope.
That was
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, and because
well, it was it was relevant to her interests. The storytelling was just plain good. It had a Western storytelling style because
it had jazz music.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. And relevant to your interests was
Alright, so, in Wicked Anime fashion, we do have an actual starter kit that we developed for anybody who is interested in watching anime. So we can go through a couple of the genres and tell you what a good anime would be, and everybody else can join in saying something that they would be interested in.
Cool, and we will strikingly say no. That's wrong.
So if we start off with something really simple, let's start with action.
Action genre is actually not that simple. One of the rules that we had,
well, it's
because there's so many.
Well, like, action's a universal one. I mean, everybody likes action.
Yeah. Well, we won't play by the same rules that we did on the starter kit, because on the starter kit, what we did was we did no mixed genres. Like we found animes that were straight one genre. So like action, we did Black Lagoon. Black Lagoon, because it's not like a action, sci-fi, romance, harem, like mix of things. It's pure action.
Well, it's also easier to do something like that, so you don't get like overloaded.
That's what I mean. Like, because when you introduce somebody to anime, you don't want to overload them with all this information that they won't understand. Because I mean, if you have a sci-fi, harem, comedy, something, they'll have a little bit of trouble figuring out what is actually going on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, because they're like, well, is it this? Is it this? I don't understand. There's, what are these terms I don't get? Like, what's a harem? What's, like, you know, certain things like that. So I just wanted to, we wanted to keep it to the pure level of one genre for an introduction. We don't have to do that, though.
So action would be...
I say Black Lagoon. I say Black Lagoon is a great action anime to introduce somebody. If they're more of a mature age, obviously, because Black Lagoon is very violent, very mature.
Yeah.
Well, Dylan, you said Samurai X, which that is a pure action, right?
Uh-huh. I don't know if that would be what I would introduce or what I would tell someone to watch if they've never seen it before, yeah. Although it is really good. I was going to say, like, Cowboy Bebop or Trigun.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop was also on the Starter Kid episode of that review.
Because Samurai X is intense. And I think, like, some people, yeah, sure, like me, would see that and be like, wow, that's amazing. I didn't know cartoons could, like,
yeah,
be like that.
Exactly,
but then
yeah.
I think a lot of other people would just turn them off.
Yeah, you definitely would have to get a specific person who appreciates art first, I would think. But yeah, so, yeah, Cowboy Bebop, absolutely. That was the ultimate answer that we used for that video, where universally,
yeah,
it has a whole lot of genres, but not a lot of, confusion, because it has a Western storytelling, because, the director there of Cowboy Bebop is very into the West, where Western storytelling, civilization, cowboys, Wild West, what have you. Even music was a huge inspiration to it. So that, yeah, that's a very good choice. But yeah, Trigun. You mentioned Trigun.
I really like that answer too.
Yeah, Trigun was another one of the first ones that I saw.
Yeah, it's really not too much of a sci-fi either, so it works. It's kind of like
it's more of a spaghetti western.
It seems just sort of like a quirky kind of western.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
spaghetti western kind of a feel. Because
there's like different, there's like weird technologies, but it's still pretty much just a western.
Yeah. Surprisingly enough, with Trigun, it's been out forever, and it's a super famous anime. Jonathan and I didn't end up watching that until,
it was only like a couple years ago.
Yeah, because
the re-release the box set.
Yeah, when Funimation re-released the box set, that's when we really bought it and just started watching it from there, because everybody's just been like, you haven't seen Trigun yet? And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I know I like anime, but no, I haven't watched Trigun yet.
I need to sit down and watch that, too.
Well, we have it, so we can do that.
Yay.
First, we're watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, though.
Okay.
Yeah, and should we move on? Do you have one in particular, or...
No, I'm not going to throw out any, like, Gundam-esque stuff, because that is a little too heavy for people just getting into anime.
I don't
even
like Gundam.
Some of them can also be a little bit too military-political.
Yes, they're very political, yeah, and very, like double-sided. You have to, like, read through the whole story and, like, get the gist of both sides, and it's
they're
all
like
politics.
Deep war dramas with giant robots.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really cool for the fight scenes.
I do remember, yeah, I...
Politics.
politics.
I do remember when, you know, Gundam would be played on Toonami and stuff, and we'd kind of sit through it to get to the next show that was on.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, you'd get those episodes where it's just purely, when do the robots start fighting, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, like, at the very end of the episode, there'd be an attack, and it'd be like, oh, crap, we're under attack! End.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, that's why I wouldn't introduce anyone to it. Like, I wouldn't say, oh, my God, you want anime? Here's the first thing you should watch, because it would turn people off.
Gundam
Seed
Destiny.
I think the only one that might work would be G Gundam.
Either G Gundam or... I was thinking Unicorn, because Unicorn's just plain beautiful, and they actually have good action scenes, but the hour-long episodes with a lot of talking, and I'm still on episode 4, and I'm still kind of, like, eh?
And that's all still tied into the original, like, way, way back series.
Yeah, they talk about Mobile Suit Gundam like it's nobody's business. They're just like, you know, hey, look, wink, wink, Char Aznable. Oh, my God, we're on Whiteface? Wink, wink, there's a picture of Amuro. Wink, wink. And, like, all that's in, like, one episode. And I was just like, guys, we get it. Thank you.
Fan service, I understand.
Yeah. Like, Bright Noah, he's piloting me. Look at that, he's a captain.
All right, let's move on to another genre. Let's say, actually, you know, this one's probably a little bit more universal than action would be. Comedy. Everybody likes a good comedy.
The one that we introduced in our episode was Azumanga Daioh. Just because, like, it is yes, a slice of life anime, but there
and the name and the name is really intimidating.
Yeah, there aren't many other like a lot of comedies in Japan are slice of lives. But this one we know a lot of people personally who don't like anime, but like Azumanga Daioh.
Yeah. It's just because it's so simple. It's like a sketch show, you know?
Yeah.
They just take...
You don't have to invest a lot of time into it to understand what's going on.
It's just everyday life, and it's just the funny happenings of everyday life.
Yeah, and it's just pure, like, you know what you're supposed to laugh at, and it's not confusing in any sort of way. So it's pretty simple. Anyone else? Comedy?
I don't know. I don't have any suggestions. I haven't watched many, if much at all, comedy anime.
That's really surprising. I mean, like, how can you not come across a comedy anime?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
I would agree, because comedy is hard to come by Trigun has comedy in it. Like, you know, Vash is a very... He creates funny things to go on, and that's what a lot of anime creates, is they put comedy into their regular goings-ons, where when you watch just a pure, like, this is supposed to be funny kind of a thing, they don't do that a lot in anime. Like I said, you have to seek out the slice-of-life comedies and stuff like that. Because there is a specific brand of anime that is comedy, and not a lot of people.
Well, I don't find them, because I mean, I'm not really looking. I'm looking for, you know, something that kind of takes itself a little bit more seriously and you know, has a really good story.
I also think that there's the possibility of just cultural disconnect, like not getting certain jokes.
Yeah,
because
that's very true. If you're not into anime or Japanese culture, and they talk about things like when Sergeant Frog came out. Sergeant Frog is dubbed by Funimation, or the first three seasons are. You can tell, actually, even when we interviewed Jeremy Lee at Anime Boston this year, I asked her Sergeant Frog questions, and she one of the things she mentioned was purely you can just understand that it's a satire thing, and it's a very pop culture based anime. When we dubbed it, we had to dub it with American pop culture references. Like, and they talk about Disney, they talk about Epcot specifically, they talk about bands, they do talk about other animes, which is okay, but other than that, like, if you watched it in Japanese and didn't know anything about Japan, way over your head.
Well, I mean, I remember watching K-On! A little while ago.
Oh, wow.
A lot of stuff like that was just, like, way over my head.
It's like when you watch a fan sub and they throw those little notes at the top of the screen
that
go by
exactly
wicked quick,
did,
and you don't even know what they're talking about still.
Yeah. they actually, K-On! Actually had a booklet with it, and it was just like, you know, oh, this reference is this, and this reference is that. Yes.
Holy cow.
Yes, it did. And it had,
a
like,
guide
you know,
to watching
if
K-On!
If you notice, in this scene, they have, you know, the symbol from Dragon Ball, like, you know, Master Roshi symbol. It's just like on the on her booklet, and I was like, wow. Thank you.
So
I don't understand.
Some good slice of life, or I mean, some good comedies. Then that we would suggest definitely would be Azumanga Daioh as a starter, and then for I would, and then I guess if you want to go a little bit crazier and maybe go even directed at otakus for comedy, maybe Lucky Star, like because that's Lucky Star is kind of like Azumanga Daioh, but with like otaku references.
I think Lucky Star was another one I saw.
I've only seen the first two episodes of it, but it was kind of funny when I saw it. So I just haven't seen much more of it, is all. But I know a lot of otakus are like, you should watch Lucky Star; it's so funny.
And I don't recall if I'm mixing up Lucky Star and K-On! Right now. I don't know. That's not my thing.
Nichijou is amazing. Yeah. Watch Nichijou. Do that one instead. That one's funnier. It is. It's way funnier.
All right, next up in the genre list, let's go to some horrors. Has anybody seen any good horrors?
Yes. I've seen some awesome horror movies. And the one we suggested from the video was Higurashi, but I am updating my answer, and I say you should watch the anime Another. That's what I should have talked about in what I was watching, because I sat down and watched Another in two sittings. It's 13 episodes long. I watched it straight in two sittings.
You marathoned it.
Yeah, it was creepy. That was a creepy anime.
Ooh, I might have to look into that.
Dude,
creepy.
No, it's really good. Because, I mean, it's about, like, it's kind of a ghost story, and then it kind of turns not into a ghost story, where you really have to watch it, because I don't want to spoil anything. But the basic gist of it is, you know, there's a classroom of people, like, there's a regular school in this one town, but specifically class 3 is cursed. So if you're in class 3, you have different rules from the rest of the school that you have to follow, and they neglect to tell you those rules, so you're kind of like, okay, what's going on? I'm kind of feeling uncomfortable here. And the way it's done is every single month, one of the kids in the class gets killed.
Oh, that's so cool.
And the thing is, they don't get killed in a nice way. Like, it's always, like, this disgustingly brutal way. Which, this anime is being released in September, I believe. September 6th, I believe, it's coming out on DVD. No, I'm sorry. Even sooner. July 30th, they're releasing it on DVD and Blu-ray here. I am picking that up. I'm straight
awesome.
Getting that anime. And it's the only thing that's bugging me is it has a TV-14 rating for violence. And the version I watched was not TV-14 violence.
So you're worried they might double down?
I'm really worried that they're gonna censor it, because like the violence is brutal. Like it's so. But yeah, Another. I would absolutely suggest Another if you're looking for horror, because that is a straight horror anime.
Yeah, because I haven't seen that one, I'm still gonna go with Higurashi, which is a good murder mystery anime, and. Then, along with that, Hellgirl might be good. It's a different taste for it. It's about, you know, cursing somebody to be condemned to hell, you know, with a paper doll. It's kind of like a slow burn anime, so it gets kind of boring in places.
But each episode is a different story.
Yeah.
Like, or at least the first six episodes are different stories, and then they kind of try to tie in an arc afterwards where I was kind of like, eh, you shouldn't do that. You should just keep telling separate stories. But, you know, it's Japan. They don't do that. They have to, in order to keep a show running, they have to keep a story on, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so next genre, let's go with sci-fi. And for sci-fi, for the starter kit, we picked Eureka 7.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Eureka
yeah. 7.
And I mean, it also kind of has your giant robot fix without being a giant robot anime.
Yep.
It's got a little bit of romance in there, too, but that's not the main heart of the story.
One of the things we mentioned was when it comes to sci-fi, it's really hard to not watch sci-fi without another genre.
Yeah, because
there, you always have
the same way.
Yeah, you always have an action sci-fi with, you know, Ghost in the Shell.
However, Ghost in the Shell wouldn't be a good suggestion anyways, because
it's a lot of talking.
It's political.
Yeah, there is some political, but I love Ghost in the Shell.
Yes, I do too.
Full Metal Alchemist is also an action sci-fi. Eureka Seven's an action sci-fi with romance, like a romance sci-fi, but
yeah
it's
now,
really...
I would suggest Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, but only as a, like a kind of second thing. It's a long thing. It's a long series, but it's a really good story.
I would agree with that. Definitely. You know, I would definitely second. Be like, yeah, you know, hey, you liked this anime.
Right.
Let's check out something a little bit more advanced.
Exactly.
Which, and Full Metal Alchemist isn't really that advanced at all. Like, it can work as a starter anime. You just don't want to lead in with it because it's kind of a lot.
Exactly. Like, it's definitely something you need to watch. And really, I enjoyed it so wholeheartedly that I would suggest it to anybody. But I want to make sure that I don't scare you away with it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you wait for.
Since you already said Eureka 7, I'll probably say Outlaw Star.
Heck yeah, I forgot about that. You know, that's a brilliant sci-fi anime. I love Outlaw Star. Love me some Outlaw Star. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any other suggestions as far as that goes.
The only one that I can think of, next genre I can think of is romance.
And Victoria's not here.
Yeah, and Victoria.
What about, like, slice of life?
Either romance or drama, you know.
We kind of touched on slice of life with the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever it comes to romance, you usually get more of a harem vibe.
Not really what Christine just suggested.
No,
Kids on a Slope.
Yeah, Kids on a Slope.
Kids on a Slope, yeah, definitely.
Like, because that's a great romance without being... Like,
it wasn't too overbearing.
No, yeah, it wasn't overbearing. Like, they actually told a story with the romance in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, like, regular, gross, like, I love you kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's,
like,
this isn't the best way to say it, but it wasn't too girly. I mean, there's probably a better way to say it, but...
I agree.
Yeah.
It wasn't mushy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, because anime has, like, a really bad reputation of when they do a romance, of doing the whole, like, bubbles and flowers kind of thing. Yeah. Like, and like
Oron.
Yeah, like Oron. Like, if you're looking for a romance, things will...
That's why I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with Oron, it's a satire on that.
Yeah.
Because there are more animes that take that seriously, whereas Oron's not really taking it seriously. It's kind of joking on itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now just imagine us doing it seriously, and it's like, eee. So I would definitely, I think we're all kind of saying Kids on the Slope as far as romance goes.
Well, or drama.
Oh, yeah.
But no, because I would totally suggest, you know, Girl Who Left Her Time.
Please,
yes.
But like I said, that's less of an anime to me and more of a great animated movie.
Yeah.
Because Summer Wars works the same way. It's a really good drama.
I mean, we can suggest harems as far as romance goes, but that's less romance and more
fan service.
Yeah, fan servicey harem. Well, you can find harems without fan service in them.
No.
I'm having trouble thinking of them right now.
All right. So we covered most of the basic genres. So I know we discussed a couple of them. So for the next piece, how about animes that you should not show somebody first?
Oh, God.
Because I actually have one. It's actually my favorite. Fooly Cooly. I would not show that to somebody first.
Oh, there'd be
ever.
No way. Yeah.
Is that why I've never seen it?
Yeah.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. That is why you have not seen it yet, is because it would turn so many people off. It is just so weird.
Yeah, it's weird and confusing.
I even had to watch it 3 times before I understood what was going on.
I still don't really understand what's going on.
Well, it's only 6 episodes
long.
It's
only 6 episodes long, so you can do that.
Yeah.
You can watch the whole thing in 3 hours.
But yeah, I totally wouldn't show somebody Fooly Cooly first. It's just weird, and people would be weirded out by it. It's really Japanese.
Yeah,
to
it's
put
very
it bluntly.
Japanese. How about you, Dylan? Do you have something that you absolutely would not show someone?
I don't know. Because a lot of the stuff I finished is because it's really enjoyable. I don't typically stick with stuff that might be... I don't know, against my interests or whatever. I can't think of one.
So what's one that you haven't finished, then, that... Because then...
Give us an answer, Dylan!
Well, that'd be too many. I mean, recently I never finished Birdie. I never finished...
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. I never finished a lot of things.
Would you show somebody Eden of the East first?
Huh?
Would you show somebody Eden of the East first?
Yeah, I was going to like bring that up at some point, but
it's good drama.
Yeah.
It's kind of got a little bit of mystery in it. I don't know. I suppose that is a good starter, but but I don't know. I think that some people might find it a little boring. Because, I mean, you have to be really story-based, like, which is why I enjoyed it, because it was very, very story-heavy.
I don't think so. I thought each episode was pretty entertaining and sort of didn't necessarily leave on a cliffhanger. I mean, some did, but
yeah,
left you with enough to want to go on to the next episode.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good.
But, no, I can't think of any. I mean, I guess Samurai X, I probably wouldn't show that. But then again, like, some people, I would be like, you would love this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I wouldn't show anybody Elf in Lead first.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, like, that's intense. There are some people that I would just never show Elf in Lead to, like, regardless of how much. I'd show it to you. What?
No.
Like, regardless of how much into anime they are, you know, some people are just way too fragile to be like, what is going on?
I think one of the main things I would suggest not to show people is the politicals. I mean, those things are just overbearing.
Ghost in the Shell and Gundam, or most Gundams.
Yeah, a lot of the Gundam series.
Yep.
Gundam Wing, I remember when it was politics. Yeah, when it was on Toonami. I was thinking how, like, funny it would be if they turned it into, like, a today modern war thing. If Gundam was just basic modern battlefield war, you would just see two dudes, like, on a desert battlefield, just, like, outside of a tank, yelling at each other.
Seriously.
They would just drive up to each other and then radio in and have a really emotional conversation.
But, this is how much of a noob I am. What is Gundam?
What? Okay, giant robots. It's basically the, like,
giant flying robots in space that look like people. Like,
they've been around forever. They're like 40 years old now.
Yeah.
They've been around since 79?
It's like the Law and Order of anime.
Yeah.
it's one of those, like, you know, when you think of anime, you know, mecha. And it's just
you
like,
think
you know,
of Gundam.
Like, there's even, like, you know, when, you know, when companies in America make logos for anime companies, there's usually a Gundam involved with it.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Like, it's one of those iconic images.
Yeah.
Like, the Gundam head is just so iconic. Like,
Japan even made a statue of a Gundam.
Yeah. Life-size. So,
like, a life-size statue of a Gundam.
And it was glorious.
And they did take it down, though, but I think that's because it was made functional.
No, I think there is one up now somewhere.
They took it down, but I believe they erected a museum to have the parts of it. So, like, it's not still standing. However, you can get into the cockpit and...
are you serious?
You can, like, walk around and, like, near the head and stuff. And they probably got an arm and a leg.
No,
somewhere.
It's not a Transformer, Christine.
It's not... Okay, well, some of them were, but let's not talk about that. So I would tell people to avoid the politics, mainly because that's kind of not what... Like, that's not what you should show people anime is all about, because not all of them are like that. Especially Gundam, because Gundam just goes into idealism of different things.
I got it. Actually, that's a very good point. You said the key thing, what anime is all about.
Yes.
That is what one of the main reasons why for so long, Jonathan and I did not like anime. Like, all through our... like, early elementary to middle school days, we were like, anime is just so ridiculous, I don't want to watch it.
Exactly.
Because we thought everything was like Dragon Ball Z. I would not show somebody Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly. Basically, what we're trying to do here is give you an anime to show your friends that, or if you're looking us up yourself, something to watch that slowly introduces you to what you prefer in an anime.
Yeah.
Not everything is the same, it's so diverse that you could run into someone at a convention, an anime convention, and they could have completely different, you know, like, beliefs and, you know, just, like, interests in you,
well, see,
but still love anime.
And that's the thing for me, like, because still to this day, I don't like Dragon Ball Z. Like,
right.
It just doesn't entertain me in the way that it entertains other people. I like things about Dragon Ball Z, and I really like the culture it created, how many fans there are, and everything like that, but I am not a Dragon Ball Z fan, you know?
We're trying to find what's right for people. Like, you know, slowly introduce them to things, and then kind of everyone can kind of go their own direction with this.
Mm-hmm. Here's a question for everybody. What anime would you show your parents? Elfin Lied.
Just for the shock value?
Yeah. Well, just for, I mean,
we watched Sergeant Frog with our grandma.
Yeah, we did. That is very true. But that's only because we have a really unique grandma. She would love watching the new episodes of Invader Zim and Ed, Edd n Eddy when we were younger. So,
and Grim Adventures.
And Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy is still her favorite cartoon.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So we watched Sergeant Frog with our grandma.
Yeah. I would say go with something simple and start with something like a movie. You know, anything that was made by Mamoru Hosoda would be a good thing to watch with your parents.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I just want to like look for something that's really short and sweet so that I could just say, this was anime, bye!
Oh, like almost
You don't want to be sitting there for 51 episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just don't think I could hold their interest with something I enjoy.
Almost like every Studio Ghibli film will do that. Like, because even like Disney tagged their name on the American releases of Studio Ghibli films, so it's like,
it's a Disney movie,
yeah,
parents.
Disney movie anime. Like, even though I really wouldn't consider Studio Ghibli anime either, because yeah. it's like Mamoru Hosoda's movies. It's a movie, like it's an animated movie, not an anime.
I think so. I would probably show Girl Who Leapt Through Time. I mean, that's like the simplest like.
Yeah. Now, Summer Wars is a little bit more, you know, like, Girl Who Leapt Through Time is good, but I'm starting to see why Summer Wars might be a bit more advantageous, because it's got more to it, it's got more comedy, it's got more brightly colored things.
Yeah. I would even say Kids on the Slope. I think if I was to show that to my parents would enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, are we trying to just, like, show our parents something that's tame? Or are we trying to, like, get our parents to actually enjoy anime?
Well, let's say... Like,
and not be awkward.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, let's say if we wanted to show our parents something to get them into anime with us.
Old boy.
Well, I think I would do, like, a 5-step program and just be, like, you know, ease them in so gently.
Fist of the North Star.
Oh my God!
If you have a manly dad, he'll understand and be like, "Yes, Fist of the North Star, son." I'm so happy.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you, good son.
And I think Big O could actually work pretty well.
Big O was actually one that I thought about being a good starter for anybody as well.
We didn't go into a mech genre for a start.
Well, it's kind of sci-fi, though.
Yeah, it is.
But it's still... I feel like mech by itself is still so much its own thing.
That's true, but we have to think of it... The reason why we didn't do that is to think of it this way. If we're introducing somebody to anime, they don't know what mecha is.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I would still slip that into, like...
Sci-fi.
You know, Big O is a sci-fi, Big O is an action, Big O is...
Drama.
Drama. It's a noir.
Noir, yeah.
So it's definitely a noir.
So I think you should keep the genre mecha in mind, but not, you know...
Maybe a secondary one.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Full Metal Alchemist.
I mean, there totally could be somebody who could be, like, into engineering and mechanics and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then
definitely.
They'd be like, hey, show me something with cool machines. And then you could be like, well, there's a genre called mecha.
Yeah.
You know?
And then their eyes will light up, and then, you know, we will claim another one.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of that I would actually legitimately sit down with my dad and be like, yo, watch this. I would watch Fist of the North Star with my dad. I absolutely would do that.
Well, yeah, because we watch movies like Dread and stuff
we watched Dread, we watched Sucker Punch, like straight-on action movies like that. But even still, because, like, you know, you got the whole... Manime gentleman main character going around distributing justice, like, yes,
in the forms of punches.
Yeah, in the forms of punches and head explosions. So,
because that's Justice America.
It is. I like it.
Head explosions. You'll pay for your crimes.
So there's my answer. That's what I would watch with my parents.
Okay.
I am not ashamed of my Fistula Monster.
I'm very ashamed of my anime things. So I'm gonna go easy, and yeah, I'll say Girl Who Left Through Time, because that's a story that someone can follow really easily.
Yeah. I would even suggest something like Little Witch Academy, if they're into, like, Disney stuff. Like, if you want to say, you know, hey, you want to watch something Disney, you know, what we talked about earlier. That one would be good. I would show that, because the animation is really high quality, and it reminds you of something, you know, Disney-esque and American. So I could go with that, too.
Inferno Cop.
No, probably not Inferno Cop. The only thing that I can think of is, like, what would be the ultimate show that you would show somebody first? Like,
we already said that, though.
Regardless of what genre it is or anything like that. But yeah, we don't have to do that if it's going to take.
It's kind of too similar.
Yeah.
Are there just any other ones that are on your mind that you think would be good?
No, we covered pretty much honorable all the ones mentions. That I thought of.
Yeah, because I would definitely say honorable mention would be, would probably be, you know, Eden of the East, probably, I would actually throw as an honorable mention Full Metal Alchemist, just because it's not really too heavy.
Right.
It is a commitment, but not too heavy.
Okay, what about Evangelion?
Ooh.
I feel like that's a good one to save. Like, you can just be like, you've watched three animes, now we can get to cool stuff.
Even just the fact you could introduce them to Evangelion just being like, hey, this is the most famous anime ever created. Like, that's kind of how you...
If you don't like it, there's no hope for you.
No, no, not at all, because a lot of people don't like it.
Okay, I would show them the movies, then, in that case. Because the movies do an extremely good job, and they're not as long. So, so if you wanted to introduce somebody, Evangelion, the movies would work.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of really good, iconic pieces that you want to, like... You just don't rush with them. They're fantastic, and you really need to have the other people understand and appreciate anime before.
Well, you have to know who you're showing it to.
Exactly.
So, like, obviously, everybody's gonna, not everybody who likes action is gonna like Black Lagoon, and
right.
Not everybody, and but they might, you know. Yeah. So it's just a good suggestion.
It's a patient thing to kind of introduce someone to anime, mainly because it's such a new idea, you know, and like. To probably what they're used to.
Because that's it too. The thing is, their new viewers to anime aren't ready to accept that it's not just a cartoon. Like, over here, it just seems like it's just a cartoon, but over there, it's a culture.
Right.
So, I mean, like, when you're watching anime, you watch, like, Japan's, you know, something cultural, almost in the same way that we have TV dramas.
Right.
And sitcoms.
And reality TV shows.
And reality TV shows. Right.
Reality TV show is basically our anime.
Yeah, because, I mean, look at, like, some of the news pieces that we do where, like, we have anime girls who cosplay as electric razors so that they can advertise a new shaver.
Yeah, we're instead over here, we would have either a reality TV show star or an NFL football player being like, I shave my face with this!
Yeah.
So,
or in a show, they're using it in the show.
Yeah, exactly. Product placement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you're really trying to, you know, introduce someone and you have really no jumping off point, I'd suggest, like, even a Western thing first, like...
Cowboy Bebop. Yeah.
Or even go really soft and go, like, you know, Teen Titans or something like that.
Yeah. That was our ultimate
one. Be gentle.
Yeah. That was our ultimate one, by the way, was Cowboy Bebop. It was, if you're not sure what somebody's going to like, show them Cowboy Bebop because they will like it.
Yes.
You know, so that was...
I have not met somebody in the anime culture yet who has said, I do not like Cowboy Bebop.
Or so, yeah, it's like, it's turned me off anime. It's like, no. You know.
Because not too many anime culture people are hipsters.
Right.
That's it.
Use your best judgment and what you introduce to your friends and hope this helps.
Yeah, guys, we would love to hear what...
What you
would show people first, and what you definitely wouldn't show people first as well. So definitely let us know. That right there is a good segue into
shameless plugs.
We don't have any fan service this week because last episode was all about the fan service. So we have all your answers
all your questions answered already. So we're just going to jump right into the shameless plugs.
All right. So if you guys want to join in on our conversation, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us on facebook.com/wickedanime, where we have all kinds of updates. You can find out what we're doing with Besom. We actually have a recording date set for Besom right now.
Yeah.
So look forward to that, definitely. And you can find us on Tumblr, where Victoria is frequently on there. Jonathan and I are sharing stuff, too, but Victoria is on Tumblr. Ask her anything. I forgot, Tumblr or wickedanime.tumblr.com. You can also find us on nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can find our review, this podcast, if you're not listening to it on iTunes. And you can find us on youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, where you can find all of our review videos, podcast shorts, convention coverage, whatever. And I believe that's everything.
Twitter.
I guess you can. We do in fact have a Twitter now, believe it or not. That started at Anime Boston, and it is Victoria. You can tweet Victoria at @WickedAFangirl. Yes.
We need some followers on that. That's our lacking social media.
So @WickedAFangirl is where you can tweet Victoria, and you can find out what kind of sandwiches we like to eat.
And this time, now that shameless plugs are over, I do have a suggestion for music, which would be the Cowboy Bebop theme. Just good old-fashioned tank. What better way to kick it off than the best thing to show somebody who doesn't know, you know, the culture of anime? Let's do some jazz music. That's it for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. We will see you guys next time.
And hopefully we'll have a video out for you.
Yeah, hopefully. We're working on them. Be patient.
K-bye.
Hey, don't stop.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Actually, we're just gonna do acapella.
Acapella style.
Hello.
3, 2, 1, let's jam. They probably turned it off.
They probably did. So,
thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. The Wicked Anime Podcast is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com and click the support button on the top of the page. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social network. It's Wicked A!